You're listening to Rhema for Today.
I'm so glad we can talk to the Lord while we're driving down the freeway. I'm so glad you can talk to the Lord while you're flying from Africa over here. Glory to God. Folks all around you may be doing something else, but you can be in holy conversation with Him. Glory to God. I'm so glad you can talk to the Lord on the job. Now, if folks are around you, we'll talk quietly. But now, if you're off by yourself, it's all right to talk out loud.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Knowing God as Your Father, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Brother Hagin for today's message.
He said, I found myself saying, Lord, you don't think we're not going to have revival here, do you? Found himself just speaking so plainly to the Lord. Lord, you don't think we're not going to have revival here, do you? Well, you said so and so. And you said so and so. And he said, I found myself just quoting, bringing his word back to him. God said, put me in remembrance. Just scripture after scripture. Now you see, that word was abiding in him. That's where it just come flowing out of him. He said, I found myself saying. In other words, he was so caught up in the spirit of prayer that it just flowed out of him under the anointing of the Spirit of God. And the word was abiding in him. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. Thank God, a real solid prayer life, fruitful, abundant prayer life is built and based on the Word of God. The more you know about the Word, the better prayer life you'll have, the more fruitful prayer life you'll have. The less you know about the Word, the less fruitful prayer life you'll have. If you know nothing about the Word, then you'll have very little fruitful prayer life. But we want to talk, first of all, about individual prayer. Prayer in your own individual life. Now, you see, there are many areas of prayer. There are many kinds of prayer. And we cover that in other seminars. But what does the prayer life mean to you as an individual? Is it simply that at a time of great extremity or a time of great need, that you cry out unto the Lord for help? Well, thank God, He has mercy on us and helps us. But is He an ever-present help in the time of need? Glory to God. Thank God, He is an ever-present help. And you can be conscious of His presence all the time. Amen. Is prayer just a part of your daily life? Or do you just simply come to the Lord and talk things over with Him like you do with a loved one or a friend? Because this is a family affair. Go back to what Paul said there. I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, too many times, prayer is just sort of a part of our daily routine. Something that we just do, sort of a program, sort of just, it don't amount too much. But you don't just set aside a certain time of the day and that's the only time that you fellowship with your family. Do you? Well, now we're going to fellowship at 10 a.m. That's the only part of the day that we'll ever fellowship. No, if you're around one another, well, you're just talking to them all the time. Praise God, going right on about your business. Amen. Talking, you may sit down for a while and have a little time apart, all right. But you go right on about doing whatever you're doing, and you keep right on talking. I'm so glad we can talk to the Lord while we're driving down the freeway. I'm so glad you can talk to the Lord while you're flying from Africa over here. Glory to God. Folks all around you may be doing something else, but you can be in holy conversation with Him. Glory to God. I'm so glad you can talk to the Lord on the job. Now, if folks are around you, we'll talk quietly. But now if you're off by yourself, it's all right to talk out loud. Amen. Are you listening to me? Praise God. Learn to develop a prayer life in your individual life that'll mean something to you. That'll make Him more real to you. It's a family affair. I bow my knees under the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I didn't think anything about it. That's just my way of doing things. But a number of years ago, I got a fellow to help me. We put on a meeting. One of the first meetings that we, I'd just been going to churches and holding meetings for them. So they did all the advertisement, all the MC, and I'm just their guest there as a speaker. But we began to, with the direction of the Lord, we put on some meetings. And so I remember this particular meeting. I got him to be sort of the manager of the meeting, the platform man, make the announcement. I spoke twice a day, taught in the morning, preached at night. And we had a little apartment, actually, that we lived in. Now, I overheard him later on in another meeting. He didn't know I'd come up and was standing behind him, actually. And he was saying to some other priests, I'll tell you, that fella Hagin's the funniest fella I ever seen in my life. Well, I want to hear that, you know. So I just stayed as quiet as a church mouse. And listen, he said he prays the funniest anybody I ever seen. He said, now in our, talking about the last meeting, we had an apartment there and we had two bedrooms and, you know, and they had a kitchen and a little living room, another place. And then the bathroom, just one bath was between the two bedrooms. And so he said, I don't know, for some reason or other, I was going through, you know, in this little hallway, and I heard him talking. Just having a conversation, talking to somebody. And I thought, who's in there? The door was shut. I didn't see anybody. They'd have to come through that little hallway to get in there. He's talking to somebody. He's holding a conversation with somebody. He said, surely nobody's in there. They must have come through the window if they did, because they didn't come through this hallway. And so he said, I got up next to the door and listened, and he'd talk, and then he'd be quiet, and then he'd talk, and I kept trying to hear somebody else. Never couldn't hear anybody. I said, well, he's having a conversation with somebody, I know. And so he said, I turned the knob, just cracked it open, and said, he's sitting down in the middle of the floor with his eyes shut, talking to God. Just having a conversation. Said he wasn't praying. He didn't know what prayer was. Well, I said, he's just holding a conversation. Said, act like he's talking to somebody. Thank God I was talking to somebody. I was talking to my Father. And said, he's just talking in conversational tones. And he'd talk, and he'd listen, and he'd say, yeah, that's right, that's right. And I thought, who's in there? I guess he never had heard from heaven. Oh, it pays to get a... Whoa, hallelujah. It pays to get acquainted with your Father, for He'll speak to your spirit, and your spirit will know what He said. So, speak to Him, talk to Him, for He loves you with an eternal and everlasting love. Hallelujah. I don't know anyone any better to have a conversation with than my Father. I don't know anyone, anywhere, any better to talk things over with than my Father. I don't know anybody to come to with family problems better than the Father. Amen. I said amen. Now, you know, from the natural standpoint, you know my story. From the natural standpoint, my father left when I was young. And I never knew what it meant to have a father, a dad, you see, in the natural I'm talking about. And I just didn't know. I missed something there. But I see a lot, you know, in my own children. And then here at Rhema. And a lot of folks, you know, a lot of these people, you know, and graduates and alumni, they call me dad and mom. And I've had some of them to come to me, you know, and say more times than once. And say, Dad, I just don't have anybody else to go to. And they got problems. Oh, I'm so glad we've got a father we can go to. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family. When you have family problems, you can talk it over with the head of the family. Amen. Amen. The Father. Talk it over with him. Glory to God. So we can talk with him just as simply as we talk with loved ones in this life. And so this minister said, you know, he was just having a conversation. Said he wasn't even praying. Said he's having a conversation with somebody. And I kept looking, trying to see who it was. There wasn't anybody in the room. Said he acted like he's talking to God. This preacher said. Well, said he acted like God was just right there. Oh, I'm so glad he is. I said, I'm so glad he is. Praise God. And he'd talk and then he'd listen. Prayer should be more, dear friends, than just a monologue you doing all the talking. You can talk to him and he'll talk to you. Someone said, well, how does he talk to you? How do you know you're saved? Well, somebody said, I don't know whether I am or not. Well, get saved and then you'll know. Praise God. Are you listening to me? You see, when you get saved, when you get born again, there's an inward witness in there. That's one way that he talks to you, is through an inward witness and an inward conviction. Hallelujah. Sometimes it even becomes an inward voice. We call it sometimes a still small voice. Then sometimes the Holy Ghost will speak more plainly to us. But if you learn to fellowship with him through the word first, then through prayer, your spirit will become trained through the word of God, and after a while your spirit will know the voice. My children know my voice.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Hold On to the Word. We're also offering Lynette Hagin's Slimline book, It's Your Time to Shine. Last but not least is Kenneth W. Hagin's 2-CD set entitled Our Rights in Christ. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's R-H-E-M-A.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
From our word partners, you know, and somebody said, well, what in the world is a word partner? Well, a word partner is just somebody that prays for us on a regular basis.
Yes.
And sends an offering at least once a month, whatever you can afford to send, to help us support Rhema and all that we're doing throughout the world with all the Rhemas everywhere, this broadcast. And that's what it is. And we'd like for you to partner with us. And I want to thank all of you that have partnered with us. But you can just go to rhema.org/WPC and become a Word Partner Club member with us. And we would really appreciate that. It really would help us to do what God has told us to do.
That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his classic teaching, Knowing God as Your Father. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.